Roses are red. Violets are blue. Stop me, Daddy.
Oh.
I'm fucking a kangaroo. I'm Kim Wilson. And this is horse soup.
Did you just say you fucked a kangaroo? No, I maybe wouldn't snap for that. She said she's fucking kangaroos.
That is OTI. I mean, open to interpretation.
Got it. Yeah. I don't think that's open to interpretation. I think you just said you fucked a kangaroo.
I think that's OTI.
I would say that's but
straightforward.
Hey, you
but
sound.
She said, stop me, Daddy.
Yeah. And you sound jealous. Okay. Don't be mad.
I don't
because,
think that's the word.
Don't be mad because you didn't fuck a kangaroo.
I don't think
or
that's
fight the a kangaroo because you're scared.
No, I've said many times I would fight a kangaroo, actually.
We're not going to get into this again.
Do you want to get into this
no,
again?
No, I actually don't. I'm
on record that I will fight a kangaroo. James?
Will I fight a kangaroo?
Open to him interpretation. You can't answer that.
It's OTI. I am not going to fight a kangaroo, but okay. I will fuck one.
Oh,
what? Wait.
What?
Okay, so it's no longer
Whoa.
OTI. It's now definitely...
No, it's OTI if I did fuck one. But I would fuck one.
It's OTO, dude.
It's like OTO. Inception. It's a dream within a dream.
Would you semi-am?
Yeah. Yes, I... Hell yeah, green eggs and ham.
It is OTO out in the open. Kim will fuck a kangaroo.
Did you guys ever eat green eggs and ham, like growing up in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say.
I mean, that's just a thing, right?
I hope
everyone,
so.
I think everyone does that.
I hope so. That was lit.
I did. I mean, I went to elementary schools in four different states, and they all did it. So.
Okay, good.
Like,
damn.
You had it
so
four
yeah,
times?
You've seen it all. Which well, state had the best green eggs and ham? Yeah, let's rate this.
Kim, let's talk
I don't know
time.
That I have that good of recall.
Go ahead, James.
But yeah, they do it for you Dr. Seuss's birthday. That's when they serve green eggs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So they usually do it every year.
Okay. Well,
yeah, good stuff.
That kind of just unlocked a memory in my head.
Okay, well, we're not going to sidetrack for 35 minutes like we did in the last Amityville episode that me and Kim did before we actually talk about the movie. But we are going to sidetrack for a couple minutes. Really, really not long at all. I mean, I think that was about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, we're done.
We're doing good today. So if you're not watching this video, though, watch it on Spotify. Watch it on YouTube. That's really it. I'm Caleb.
I'm James.
And I'm Kim.
And welcome to another Amityville. Actually... I was going to say this was the first Amityville in a while without other people, but I guess we did Thanksgiving with a whole stack of people.
That one just didn't feel like an Amityville, though, because it was just such an experience.
It was an experience. Well, James left that night.
Yeah. That's not an Amityville movie.
Yeah, it's own
it's
being.
Like, that is just a gem from Will Colazzo himself. Guys, do you think we should talk to Will Colazzo? He actually hit us up not too long ago.
I think... We should.
Do you
I
think we
I
should
think
like bring
not...
him here?
Yeah. Fly him out.
Let's bring him here. I think he's a Jersey man. We'll bring him here and we'll send him on a jump scare day with the plane. Straight over here.
Straight over to Indy.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's
and
do it.
We're just gonna have a swell time.
I think we should make
ask
it happen.
Him about the jump scare day with a ghost.
I think we should shoot Amityville Thanksgiving too here.
Yeah.
We should surprise him at the airport when he lands with a jump scare day with a
ghost. A jump scare day with a ghost?
Yeah.
Get the exact ghost and put a jump scare day with it?
If he comes, though, he has to bring Frank.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, is Frank still with us?
I would rather
Frank
didn't go on a plane.
Frank.
Yeah.
Is Frank still with us?
Look, I hope he is. Frank might be my favorite actor of all time.
Yeah.
Not his name at all.
Frank Demon Eco.
Yes.
Frank Demon Eco. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to put him on a plane.
Yeah, you're right.
That guy was having heart attacks just like shooting the movie.
You're right. He had an oxygen tank.
Yeah, I mean, he looked progressively worse in that second half, so I really would not. I wouldn't mess with that, really.
But this is our first Amityville in a while, if we exclude Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving,
with people,
well.
With people.
And, yeah, oh yeah, you're right, you're right. I guess we did The Conjuring with Nia. It was me, you, and Nia at like... I think 4 a.m. or something one night.
James, when's the last time you did Amityville with us pre-Thanksgiving? Do you remember?
Well, he didn't do Thanksgiving with us, so really.
Oh,
I mean, he had the whole experience with us.
Yeah, you had the
experience. The episode.
I mean, he experienced Thanksgiving to the fullest, for sure.
But I think before that would have been It's About Time.
Oh, my gosh. That was with Buckley and Devontae.
Yeah.
I mean,
tough. Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, because you were on. I was like, wait, how did Kim fit into that? But I forgot she was on a Zoom call.
Yeah, because you guys were in the Airbnb.
Yeah, you were on the TV in the living room in the Airbnb. And we were all just like, yep.
That was a wild setup.
It was a pain in the ass. It kept going out and fucking up. It was terrible.
We still did it, though.
We got it done eventually, but.
Wow. So you're back. Okay, it's been a while.
Yeah. Wow. It's about time, James.
Yeah. James, how does it feel to be back covering Amityville? Are you excited? How do you feel talking about this Amityville today, which is Amityville Toy Box?
You kind of just landed in this one. You didn't know you were coming over today.
Yeah, sort of just like fell into it. But I mean, you know, once you've been through this many evil bongs, you can do anything, right?
It is true.
We talked about that yesterday. Yeah. I can't attest to that, but I can imagine.
Yeah, Amityville Vanishing Point is worse than any evil bong I've ever seen, easily. I would rather watch and discuss every evil bong over again than go near that piece of dog shit.
Vanishing Point is bad, but there are things that I do respect about it.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy. Wait, hold on.
I wonder what things.
Okay, never mind. We're going to sidetrack a little bit, but this counts because this is Amityville related.
It's Amityville. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me all of your highlights.
Really, there's just one highlight.
Okay.
And that is that in every single scene, every random house that they're in, every fucking basement, if you're looking around, there's like art and shit on the walls, and it's just all the homies.
I never noticed
they just like made this movie was just an excuse to show off other people's shit. Like, the actual movie doesn't matter. And so for that, I'm like, okay, the idea of that, like, I would make a movie and just, like, put all my friends' music and art and shit in it and, like, not even give a fuck about the script. Like, I would do that and it'd be fun. I'm not saying that any of that shit in this movie is good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's fair. I don't think I noticed the artwork.
It's still, like, a half-star movie.
But I wouldn't. I think that's going too far.
I saw what they were doing there. I saw what they were doing there with the ghosts.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, respect to, like, you know, giving your friends a highlight, but in terms of any type of movie, like, just any sense of the word, you know, that was easily the worst thing I've ever seen. Like,
Come on, you fucking fucks!
It made me want to finish Evil Bong. I was like, you know what? Evil Bong's not that bad.
He did consider it.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
If there's like a gun to my head and they're like, you got to either watch and cover the rest of the Evil Bongs or watch Amityville Vanishing Point one more time. Not discuss it. Just watch it.
Just watch it one more time.
I would much rather do all of them. I don't know. Like, I cannot ever set my foot near that movie again. When I rewatch all the Amityvilles, so far, like 20-something in, that is the only one I will skip.
I still can't believe you paid money for it.
Yeah, that's probably the worst part. Don't get us in this rabbit hole again.
Trust
me,
we went back into it, and I gave Dylan Mars Greenberg my what have you.
I'm sure.
You still got unfollowed.
Twice.
You're done. You're out. James, what was your take on that whole situation? Because we did mention you and like how I kind of like brought up to you, and then you were like, that's kind of weird.
Oh, no, I was pissed, dude. Like I think I was the first one that was like, no, you're holding your movie hostage. Like, no one gives a fuck.
You're a really awful movie. It's not even like you're holding on to
because you know because she knows how bad that movie is. Like,
absolutely.
You don't have that movie and just think, you know, this is amazing. Like, there are some excuses where people are delusional. This isn't even delusion. This is just like, all right, you made me watch noise for an hour and a half.
You know what I mean? The sound was bussing.
Blew out my fucking eardrums from just
come
like.
Come on, man. It was just like. It was like a Twin Peaks remake.
It was terrible.
Was
this is not Twin Peaks. This is not Cronenberg. And I know we didn't even touch on
that's
that.
A stretch.
I know we didn't even touch on that Vanishing Point, but I think that's what she was trying to do.
Oh, 100%.
She was trying to do like Twin Peaks and then like Cronenberg type shit, whatever.
Shoving Twin Peaks.
No, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. I keep saying Cronenberg. I don't know why. I'm thinking David Lynch and I'm saying Cronenberg.
Yeah, she's shoving David Lynch's head up his own ass and trying to call it a movie.
It's definitely giving Twin Peaks' Walmart version, but, you know.
Great value.
Great value, yeah. Rule King.
Yeah, it's aggravating. Yeah. So that's our sidetrack. That one's
But that's not this. This is something different.
This is better than that.
This, yeah. And I don't know if it's Stockholm Syndrome, but
no, this one's better.
It is. No, oh, well, no. I'm not doubting that. Trust me. This is so much better. I'm just wondering, like, if I would even feel this way before. Because I was telling you for a long time, I was like, Kim, Toy Box is not good.
Yeah.
Like, but I think that's because before, in the 90s ones, they were pretty good.
compared to what we have been watching.
Now that you're this far, you could admit it now, right?
I already admitted it a couple of movies ago.
You probably did. But I still just need like reassurance all the time because, James, I don't know if you know, but she was fighting me forever about that. She was like, no. Yeah. They're definitely going to get better in the 2000s. 2000s movies are just better. And I was like, Kim, you got to savor these 90s movies because you're out here giving these half stars and no stars. Those are the gems.
And those had budgets.
Yeah, they did.
Those had budgets. Those had people behind them. Yeah, lighting.
Those had directors.
Look.
Those had production companies.
I have said this, and I will agree. I'll throw in the towel.
That's why you got to rewatch at least the 90s ones with me.
But what I will say.
And then rewrite them. People want you to rewrite the 90s ones.
But I will say this.
James, right?
I don't care what the people want.
Hear me say it from my mouth. I'm not rewatching those. But
It's About Time. That one was fun.
I would. Okay.
Remember, she's a baby, then she's an old lady.
It's About Time.
Can
was
we go
fun.
Through a few that I thought that you rated like too unfairly? Like ones that I thought like maybe you should give a little more and then like try those day. I'm not saying like anytime soon, but just one day.
I can barely convince you to stay on track to watch the Amityville we need to. We are not going backwards.
Hey, you've been here for like, 2 days or something? How long have you been here?
I don't know.
I think 2 days.
We're
doing the second Amityville.
Because by my will.
Yeah, and you know what? I am kind of pissed because the new Zelda came out today, and this bitch has not let me play.
Tears of the Kingdom, man.
Caleb, you have had all day to do both.
We were doing multiple things. We were going to sit down and watch it, and then Kim was like, okay, actually, let's go and get the pickle beer. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do that. Also, you're out of frame. Go on and talk.
Am I talking now in frame?
Yeah, say words.
Okay, so here's the thing. About Amityville, the couple that have been post-90s that I've liked are better than the 90s ones. Like, the few gems we get, essentially, post-90s, Playhouse. You know how I felt about Playhouse. The Haunting, Amityville Haunting, hilarious. Those are probably the only two. But any ones that I really like after the 90s, I fuck with. So, no, as a whole, collectively... We're talking, yes, they declined significantly from the early ones, but the few that hit, they really hit.
Okay, yeah, the guns and Haunting were good.
And the fucking light
fixture
dropping on.
Or whatever his name was. What was his name?
It was something like
Kyle and then...
Jevin. Oh, you're talking about Jevin.
Jevin.
Why do you always forget Jevin's name?
I always think it's
Giles
there's a Kyle in there.
There
is
Buffy.
A Kyle, right?
There is Kyle. It's Kyle
it's
and
Kyle
Jevin.
Kyle and Jevin. I always think it's like Kevin and Jevin, but then you were like, it's not Kevin and Jevin,
well,
so now I think
remember the
it's
guy
like,
getting electrocuted in Haunting?
Oh, yeah, of course. I know.
Gold.
No, trust me. Haunting was the biggest highlight. After that, I feel like it's been kind of downhill.
But yeah,
well,
it's
and
been
you
rough
guys haven't even really made it into like.
I know, James. We know
the deepness.
James, we know.
I mean, we're
that's
about
the,
to.
That's
like,
the worst part
there.
Of this.
No, trust me, we are. Yeah. There's only like two more 2016s. I think there's like one 2017, and then like maybe a 2018 or two.
No,
and
I think there's a couple more. There's three more 2016s, and then there's like three 2017s. I want to say, and then it just stops for a while. And then it gets
then
to the
it
madness.
Gets crazy.
Yeah. Then it's like every minute we're producing an Amityville movie. But yeah, there's a couple more from 2016 because we wrote them down. Oh, I have them right here.
There's so right now we're on Toy Box, which is at Vanishing Point, both from 2016. There's Terror from 2016 next. Then there's No Escape from 2016, and then there's Against the Night, which I can't remember its alternate title right now. That's Amityville.
Oh my.
That's 2017. We have Amityville Clown House 2017, which is a sequel to this that we're talking about right now. Amityville Exorcism in 2017. Amityville The Awakening in 2017.
That's what
the
Bella
Amityville
Thorne.
Murders in 2018. Yeah, I think it is. Amityville 2018. Mount Misery Road. The Dawn 2019, which is supposed to be a prequel, Amityville Island 2020, and then, I mean, from there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure after 2017, it starts to, like, die a little bit, and then, post-COVID, it's like, we're going with this.
Yeah.
But we're, what, probably a quarter of the way through?
At least, we're
never going to be over with this, but... Quarter of the way through of the pre-existing movies, I think.
I think this is probably around, if not the 20th, that we've done on the show.
Yes.
Because right now when I'm looking at this letterbox list, this movie specifically, 4, 8, 12, 16...
For me, it was 21 on my list.
This
one
is
today.
The 19th when I'm just looking at this, but we also did Thanksgiving.
Giving and
so I believe,
cabin.
Wait... Guys!
This is 21 on mine, that of the
but
we've
watched. But that you're always counting Cabin.
Yeah.
And that's like a short that we did on Patreon.
Counting it.
That doesn't count for this.
We're counting
We're
it.
Talking to people on the main feed and assuming that not everyone is on Patreon because not everyone is on Patreon.
Well, then they should be.
Maybe, but that's not what we're talking about right now. This, let me do the fucking congratulations. 20!
20 episodes of Amityville.
You're the only person excited about this.
That's not true. James is excited.
I love it.
Yeah. I can see it like in his excited right now. Yeah. So he's excited.
You guys need to watch the video version of this to see the face I just made at James.
What did you just do? What did she do to you?
I just made a funny face.
What did she do to you, James? Are you okay? James looks really horrified.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I made a funny face.
So James is excited. So yeah, this Amityville Toy Box, aka Amityville Legacy, was released on June 7th of 2016. It was originally released as Amityville Legacy, and they just changed the title.
For no reason.
Like, they just changed it.
And the cover art on the original was better that you showed.
Maybe, I don't know. I feel like the new one represents Amityville more.
It does, but I just thought overall the original
one. I mean, look at this new one. It has the monkey.
Yeah, but I liked the OG one that they had with the monkey, like, holding up the bloody knife.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick.
But this one, you can tell that it's a piece of shit, so, like, I like it, you know? They're kind of like...
Yeah, the other one is a little misleading.
It is.
Because it makes it look better than it is.
That's true.
This was directed and written by Dustin Ferguson and Mike Johnson. Really, let's just go through Dustin Ferguson's...
body of work.
Let's just go through it a little bit because, okay, so as far as Amityville goes, he also did Amityville in the Hood, released in 2021. Did you say he did another Amityville, Kim?
He did, there was another one
Clown
on
House,
there.
Right?
Yes, Clown House.
Well, yeah, he did that other one, but yeah. A different one or no?
No, I thought that Legacy was a different one until you were like, it was just the
oh,
original.
You're right. Okay, well, this year, Cocaine Cougar came out.
So is it like is it a sequel? Is it a sequel to Cocaine Bear?
I don't think he did the first one. So
I know, but can he just like do that? Is that a thing?
It's a mockbuster. Yeah, cool. It says a black cougar high on cocaine escapes an animal testing facility and wreaks havoc on Los Angeles.
I didn't know there was such thing as black cougars. I'm not gonna go down another animal rabbit hole, but I didn't know that was a thing. I know of black panthers. That's a black panther.
It says what it says.
We'll fact check it after the episode. I'm curious. Cocaine cougar,
everyone.
Wow,
that's one of the Dustin.
He should have
Ferguson's.
Done cocaine coochie, and it was a coochie on cocaine that got loose from a research lab. That would have been entertaining. I'd watch that.
You want to write it?
I would love to write that.
Okay,
let's see that down right now. Actually,
see what else this guy made. Oh, Mondo Shock. Of course. Sweet.
Mondo. Do you guys remember Mondo Burger? Okay, that's going to be another tangent. Sorry.
I do remember Mondo Burger. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Mondo Burger? No, this guy also did, well, of course, there's Doll Killer, there's Blood Claws, Slumber Party Slash-A-Thon. There are some really fun ones I was looking for in here. Actually, I remember it off the top of my head. It was Ebola Rex.
Ebola Rex. Right. I did see that in his list.
Axe Grinder 2. Oh, Horn Dogs Beach Party.
Horn Dogs Beach. What is that, a horror movie or a comedy?
Well, I mean,
or an X-rated film.
Two best friends rent a beach house for the weekend, only to discover it's been double booked, so they'll have to share the place with ellipsis. With two beautiful women. To win the affection of these gorgeous gals, our wannabe studs must throw the best beast. Beach bash, the best beach bash ever.
I kind of like this.
Bash ever.
I kind of like this.
To win the legendary Horn Dogs Beach Party. However, a nosy neighbor and some selfish dude bros have sabotage on their minds. While our heroes win the girls' hearts, can this be the greatest beach party ever? What time is the wet t-shirt contest, guys? What time? All will be revealed. Don't forget the lotion, ellipsis, the sunscreen. Comma, you perverts.
Interesting.
That's a very
He has a wide breadth of work. Yeah, I think
we should definitely watch that.
Yeah,
I want to watch Robo Woman.
It needs to be watched. Okay, what was the budget for this movie?
Camp Blood 4?
Yes.
I couldn't find the budget for this.
I'm so curious because the last Amityville was $1,000. We confirmed Vanishing Point, which makes sense. This one had to have been a little bit more.
Yeah, probably like maybe 2,000 or 3,000, yeah, or something, you know. I don't think that, I mean, I know they didn't put a lot of
it's
money
into this.
It's
funny because this was filmed in 2016, but it looks like it was filmed in 2003.
It was filmed with a closet.
With a closet?
Yes.
Well, to be fair, it was Nebraska. So, I don't know, 2016 in Nebraska.
What are you trying to say about Nebraskan people, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Indiana already feels 10 years behind.
You were like, Kim, have you been to Nebraska? I haven't, so I trust
I've been there.
You
place
drove
is a piece
through
of,
that shit.
I trust
you. I didn't just drive through it. I stayed there, and it was the worst experience of my life. And also, the fucking gas stations have, like, videos playing that are like, here are the top 5 most popular songs in the world right now. And it's just, like, completely unknown country people. Like, it's not Garth Brooks. It's just random people. And I'm like, this is not the world.
It's
this is maybe
Garth
your
Brooks.
World. Well... what else does anyone care about?
One time I was at my
Morgan
barber
Wallen?
Shop and I heard some guy say that Garth Brooks is the Jay-Z of country music.
He is. That's a fact. That's a known fact.
That's pretty true.
Did you guys know Garth Brooks is the best-selling artist of the 2000s? Like, of all genres.
Pretty much of all time, I think.
Yeah, he is. Garth Brooks
does
is
that count,
the Jay-Z.
Does that count his rock album?
I didn't know he had a rock album. But yeah, Garth
look
Brooks.
Look up Chris Gaines.
Okay, I will. I will say this.
Is
Garth
that his
Brooks.
Alter ego?
It's his goth alter ego.
Stop.
What?
Stop. Chris Gaines.
Wait, what? How do I not know about this?
Yeah. Garth
I
Brooks.
I laugh at Garth Brooks.
We
way
said
too
we weren't
going to
go. You guys, we said we weren't going to go on a tangent. Here
I know,
we are.
And I might be misleading you. That might be a different country guy. I'm not sure.
Let
now
me
I got to fact
this.
Check myself.
Garth Brooks is invited to the cookout. 100%. So, yes, he is the country music's Jay-Z. I mean, you can't...
No. This is right. Yeah. Chris Gaines.
Is Garth
Chris
Brooks?
Gaines. Is Garth Brooks. Yeah. Oh. I was right.
Wow. Okay. Let me see this.
Stop.
Oh, wait. Are we...
Stop.
Oh, I have seen that before. That.
That's incredible.
I thought that was Adam Sandler.
You know who
oh,
loves...
Oh, not Adam Sandler. Wait, I'm sorry. No, who's that one dude in Night of the Museum?
Ben Stiller. He does
ben
look like
Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Okay,
I thought that was Ben Stiller.
He does look like Ben Stiller.
I thought that was
okay.
Ben Stiller in fucking Arrested Development.
It does look
when
like Ben
magician.
Stiller.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, Adam Sandler? I'm not seeing it.
No, I don't know. My brain is just like confusing people that don't look anything alike lately. Like, it's just going all over the place with...
But to tie the, you know, close the loop here... Garth Brooks is the Jay-Z of country music, and arguably all music.
To reiterate,
Garth Brooks.
He's the Jay-Z of all music.
He is. Garth Brooks is the man, and he's invited to the cookout. And I'm not even a big country girl, but he's legit.
All right, there you go.
Okay,
let's talk about this movie. Garth Brooks at all. I'm not on this side. Fuck Garth Brooks.
Okay.
So this movie currently holds a 1.6 out of 5 on Letterboxd, a 2.1 out of 10 on IMDb, and it has an entry on Rotten Tomatoes, but there aren't any ratings on either side. It just has an entry.
Oh.
Okay. Oh,
which
okay.
I thought was kind of interesting. I feel like, why does it have an entry if there's nothing? But
like, how?
Yeah, how?
I don't know. I feel like it has to, but I don't know. Maybe they have to, like, people just, at Rotten Tomatoes, I think they just know that a movie exists. They put it up there, and then they wait for someone to do something.
Wait for somebody to
maybe
read
we got
to
make a Rotten Tomatoes thing and, like, figure out how to, like...
Rate some of these unrated ones?
Yeah. Because... Then we could give this the perfect 5-star it deserves.
I guess.
I would never do that. But I am a little happy not be doing Vanishing Point. Oh, we're only 23 minutes in.
That's exactly where we were yesterday when we started the episode.
No, we were 35.
No, we were 35 when we talked again about starting the episode. It was 23, and then I looked back and I said, and we're still 35 minutes in and haven't started.
Well, that's how we do it here, boys. Let's go ahead and get out of the intro saga.
Woo! All
right. Anyway, here's a new intro saga. Let's talk about the fucking movie. We intro with the Amityville house. This one's a throwback, man.
It is.
It is a throwback.
Okay, the intro to this Amityville is very reminiscent of my favorite, the 2005 Ryan Reynolds Amityville Horror. It opens with the possessed man in the house going through with his... rifle. Do that in air quotes.
Don't forget
quotes.
The flies.
The flies are in the opening
buzzing
scene.
Immediately.
Buzzing flies.
Before you even see the man
red
with the shotgun, you hear the flies.
And this one, it's more so like a computer-generated version of the Amityville house, but...
I think it might be a little model. James said it's a little model, and then when I was looking at it,
like
I was like...
miniature.
Okay,
yeah.
I could see that.
Because sometimes
it might have even been made out of paper. Like,
I could see
been.
That.
Yeah.
There's a little model on Etsy that I think it might have just been.
Yeah.
That I have, like, in my cart.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, no. At first, I thought it looked a little digital, but then when you said that, I was like, oh, no, it does kind of look like a little model.
Yeah,
so
and then they
I
just, like, put a red light behind it.
Yeah, yes. 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
So he's going through the house, and he's, you know, firing his shotgun, so you know he's killing people. How many shots do he get? 4 shots, right?
Dude, there was, like, 6.
Okay, 6 shots.
Like, there was so many. Like, there was actually, I'm pretty sure there was more than there should have been.
I thought that they said 4 people dead, but 6 shots.
No, they did say that, but I don't think...
Okay.
The numbers match. Like, I don't know if they counted wrong or if they were doing something else.
Okay.
And, like, maybe one of them was, like, implied him blasting himself, too. So, I don't really know.
Yeah.
But the last one, I think, you know, you saw the person.
It was
the
little girl.
It was that little girl
hiding under
the bed.
It's
like, that stupid shot, though, it was just like...
hiding under the bed in the corner room of the Amityville house.
It always cuts away. I mean, like, any time there's a shotgun blast on this movie, like, no matter what it is, there's a cutaway. Except for, like, a couple of them.
Well,
you know,
and the actual shotgun blast is quieter than the actual, like...
Yeah, the cock is always, like, so loud, and then the blast is, like, poof, like a little BB gun.
It's like they went in after with, like, a fake little BB gun sound and tried to match it up.
I'm pretty sure they did, because it sounded like a BB gun every time, and it was so weird. I was like, why is the cocking sound, like, not badass, but more badass,
hefty.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a hefty bag.
Yeah.
But immediately they go back to the Amityville roots in this intro, which is the first time in a while. I'm trying to think of the last Amityville.
Yeah, they haven't done that in a while.
Why?
I haven't done that in a good while.
Why?
What are you whying?
Caleb just threw a beer can at my face. That was the sound you heard. For those of you watching on video, you probably witnessed it. And he yells at me because I hit the mic. He fucking eats me with a beer can.
Yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Why don't you take it from here, buddy? I'm just going to be silent the rest of this episode, you asshole.
So they all got blasted.
God. Fuck.
We cut to 40 years later, and we follow some nerds driving. Like, we kind of cut back and forth between a few different cars. There's a gay couple in one car. There's, I guess, a straight couple in the other car. And we don't really know if, like, their friends going to the same spot, if they're, like, different people going to a different spot, like, what's going on. But they're all driving to the same family house. I mean, it's going to take probably 20 minutes until we really fully realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then there's a girl that's by herself, just like blaring techno music.
We'll see her in a little bit. I don't think we see her immediately.
I thought she was car number one. She was car number one, I want to say.
I remember seeing both of the couples in the beginning. I don't remember seeing
single. She was in the beginning because she comes back and then almost hits one of them. And then you're like, oh, that's the sister.
Well, that's the whole reveal. But yeah, we'll get to that. That was the sister. Anyway, where are we at? So we're kind of just looking at the back of their heads for a bit. Kind of just staring at, like, they're talking. They're having a probably, like, 3-minute-long conversation, but we're just looking at the back of their heads.
It's obnoxiously long.
Yes.
The shots in this movie aren't great.
What?
The shots in this movie?
They're great.
They're not great. They are not great.
Oh, I thought
great.
You said they were great.
No, they're not great.
I thought Kim just said
I was like, why did you look at me like that?
Said,
he just death glared me.
In this movie are great.
No.
That's what it sounded like, right?
No, I said they're not great.
Okay.
They're pretty bad.
We're on the same track now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So cut again to some dude in the bathroom giving himself a pep talk in the mirror while some other dude... is just shitting his ass in the bathroom stall. Like, you just hear, like, full-on shit farts.
He's just like,
you're going to do really good today. It's going to be a good day. You're going to be confident. We're going to get this done. You just hear, like...
Dude, I'm convinced that someone was just taking a shit
while
they were trying to film.
They were in, like, a community bathroom.
And then they're just
fucking... A rest stop.
And they were just like, God, we got to get out of here.
No, because the cinematographer must have been fucking with them after, because they, like, went over to the bathroom door and just, like, kind of did a close-up on it. So, I don't know. I don't know if that was supposed to be a red herring.
Maybe.
But, that's fine. Whatever you want to make of that. They're going on this vacation with the parents. That's why he's doing this pep talk, because apparently he either, like, just came out to his dad or is going to come out to his dad. And I feel like when they get to his house, the vibe is that he already came out to his dad.
And he's now just introducing the boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. But a few times that when they're talking, it almost seems like that isn't the case. Like, he's just like, oh, what if my dad finds out? The boyfriend's mad a few times too, and it almost seems like he's leaving because they're not having the talk with him. So I'm like, what's going on?
There's a few times in this film where what happens doesn't match what they said.
You're right. So you're saying they didn't plan accordingly?
I just think it was a plot hole in the script, kind of like the houses. We still don't know what house they're referring to at any given point in this movie.
I think one of the houses got condemned.
Maybe.
During shooting, and they were like, well, she's a different house.
But yeah, I take it as, because he made a specific comment, this is the first boy I've brought to the house. So I think he's already come out. He's just now finally introducing his boyfriend. Right. And it was kind of this opening scene where they're all in the separate cars, like fucking dweebs headed to this vacation home. It was giving me Don't Blink vibes when they're all in the separate cars heading to the house saying the dumbest shit. I was like, this is so reminiscent of Don't Blink, but somehow Don't Blink seems so much better than this.
I mean, it just makes me want to open a movie like that. Can we write a script?
I think it's probably the best way.
Of people in cars all driving to one.
I mean, between the four of us, we have four cars. So yeah,
that's what we needed.
That's So let's do it.
So that's all we needed for
this.
That's
all we need. Four cars, you guys. Great. Let's do it.
Great.
You can get Pepper in the mix. He can be in the shot with you.
Okay, I'm into it now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you also gave Don't Blink a half a star, right?
I know, and I need to go back on that because now
there's a lot of things you got to go back on, man.
I really don't think so. I think Don't Blink is one, though, where I'm like, that one deserves more. Because in hindsight,
we keep talking about Don't Blink forever.
Yeah,
we're
that's the thing.
Just like, damn,
we talk
don't
about
blink
it more than
crazy.
We say. Yeah, it kind of did. Sorry, we're not going to go on another tangent with Don't Blink. But
no, I think I love Don't Blink. Yeah. We should watch Don't Blink.
I'm down to watch it tonight. Mary Beth and Casey haven't seen it, so we probably should.
I'd be pretty down to watch Don't Blink tonight. All right. I'm pretty down.
Okay. James is like, I'll be going home at that point.
He's like, yeah, I'm not watching fucking Don't Blink.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, perfect. James,
oh,
perfect.
Oh, wait, you haven't seen Don't Blink.
Oh, I feel like you would actually love Don't Blink.
That was
James.
Pretty early. That
it was
probably
my first
like
episode that I did with you.
The first episode
it was a
that
while
Kim
ago.
Ever did with me, and then also pretty early on into you doing episodes with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a minute ago. Yeah. It might have been 2020.
It was in the 70s, I believe. Okay. 78, I want to say.
1978.
What? So we cut to this
right
dad.
Here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we go to this dad. He's sitting on his chair watching a public access shopping network show. And oh my God.
I forgot.
Mean, guys,
it's amazing because
it's incredible.
They made it. They made it.
They did.
Perfectly.
They probably could have just gotten one for free.
But they also just they kind of made it. Like they put, they did a room and then some clip art. And then they green screened a woman on top of the room.
Yeah,
but it was great. It was incredible.
They had a little Frosty the Snowman in the window.
Yeah, so a fucking, again,
this is
Probably
my favorite part
tree.
Of the whole movie.
This was pretty funny. I always forget that that's happened. Was she selling earrings and shit?
Yeah, and she had this pearl necklace and she was like, it's a pearl necklace. I swear.
But as we discussed, that's how QVC actually is. And people buy it, including my mother.
It's crazy. Oh, God. Do you want to talk about your mother and her?
No,
purchases?
Because that's going to... We will at another time.
Okay.
We need a whole episode for that.
Yeah, so she bought a peacock Cracker Barrel.
Oh, so he is talking about my mom. Okay.
Plate, and
it's
the centerpiece.
Okay, honey.
It's the centerpiece of her house.
And it's on a Waterford tray, because my mom loves Waterford. But it is a peacock dish, and it fits the theme. And I asked her, oh my gosh, where'd you get that? And she's like, Cracker Barrel. And I immediately sent a photo to the group chat to them. And I was like, you guys, my mom is
I'm
one of those
stoked,
people.
Man. I need some of that sawmill gravy on my
I told you
breast.
He was going to be excited. He was like, he goes, I guarantee James isn't going to want to fucking
ready,
go there.
Man.
And I was like, I promise you he will.
I didn't say he wasn't going to want to go there. I said, I
Here
guarantee
Here you go, going back on what you
let
said.
Let me say what I said, because you're fucking bullshitting me. You bitch. You bitch. So... I said
he really hates it when you put words in his mouth.
He does. I said,
and I kind of love just shoving it.
What I said was James. Well, as it was, there was no way James would want to spend his birthday at a Cracker Barrel. But I guess I'm wrong, but that still sounds insane to me. I did not think
again, you're
that
wrong.
You would want to spend your birthday at
again,
a Cracker Barrel
you're wrong.
Of all places.
That's a really good point.
And also when Zelda just came out yesterday, I didn't think that you would want to go to a Cracker Barrel when Zelda just came out and it's also your birthday of all days.
Well,
the days where you get to tell people to fuck off.
He's die hard.
Yeah.
He's die hard.
So, I don't know, man. I need the gravy.
I'm actually... Yeah. Thrown off by that, and I'll take the L.
Take the L, bitch.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take that loss, but fuck you, bitch. That's not what I said.
Okay. Okay.
It is pretty wild, but yeah, man. Let's get some gravy tomorrow, man.
Okay, man. Well, we're going to the other Cracker Barrel because I'm fucking. And if that one goes wrong, this is your last fucking shot, man. This is your last shot.
Okay, cool. That's perfect because I won't have to cover any more Amityvilles.
That's not how it works. You've told me on the phone before that if Tough Guy or someone else went with you, then you'll go to Cracker Barrel. You also said that if it's ordered, you'll still do it. So
that's true, but I need to go. Tough Guy will go with me.
Yeah, yeah. You have one more shot with me. If I get screamed at,
you still gotta try the other place, though.
The what?
And it's another place. Oh, I don't know if I should name drop it. It's a small, you mentioned it.
We passed by today, and I was like, that's the place.
It's fucking
but
good.
I don't like that portrait
local,
they have
local
on that wall.
Cracker Barrel.
I know. I don't know if I'm into that portrait you mentioned that's hanging on the wall, but I'll close my eyes.
Which one?
Just...
There's a few portraits.
Okay, that's even more troubling.
Anyway,
the
guys.
One, the Cheeto.
Oh, yeah, there's probably one of those. But I think they got Hillary in there, too. Because she visits.
That's conflicting.
Well, she visited there when she was campaigning.
I thought you said that Cheeto came too.
No, he's never been there.
Oh,
he's
I
not
he
that
went
cool.
There.
No.
You guys are talking about Carrot Top? And Hillary Barbary? Hillary Barbary. Hillary Barbary. Hillary Barbary.
All this show is inside jokes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like being the third wheel of the fucking friend group.
The great part, too, is that Hillary hasn't even been on an Amityville episode because the one that we did, it's only on Patreon because it got...
That was such a good one
because
she had the
best
insight.
It was so good, too. Her homie was in it and everything. Anyway. So now
what happens in this movie?
We're going to spend an evening at the family house, it seems.
Stacked house. I kind of liked this plot that, like, all the kids were heading back home. We find out they're heading back home to celebrate. Originally, we thought it was like Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah, it's just the dad's birthday.
Yeah, it's just
the
dad's birthday.
At this point,
should
we talk about the age range of these
characters?
Yeah,
let's
just
get actors.
Please
we could go. Even though they're not even at the house yet, there's no reason not to.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we've been introduced to basically all of them. They all seem to be like
30s, 40s. 40s, yes.
All of them?
Yeah. We keep saying kids, but they are full grown adults.
Yep. Because for the plot, they're kids, but... The dad is essentially in their same age group.
100. He's turning 50 in the movie, but
I mean,
he looks 45.
Yeah, if anything, he's 10 years older than everyone else, max.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not old enough for them to be his, like, offspring. Not only that, like, his offspring that are the same age as him, aside from a few years, aside from like a decade max.
Yeah, the actor choice was interesting because they could have just gotten an older guy, like older looking guy.
Well, they use an old man later for no reason.
Oh, they do, Mr. Raglan.
He could have just been the dad. If they were going to have the kids be that old,
yeah,
the dad needs to be like 70.
Yeah, that would have made a lot more.
Okay, and this movie's going to get confusing because the names... Very hard for me. The dad, I don't even know his name. I'm just gonna call him.
I don't think they ever say his name.
I don't know if they do. I'm just gonna call him Birthday Dad because that's what I call him in my notes the whole time.
Birthday Dad.
He's the 50-year-old birthday man. He is going to be talking to his dead father, a la Dexter New Blood, a la
the guy
Scream
from the
5.
It's hard to piece together because at first you just start to kind of get this like ghost of Christmas past figure talking to him.
It's not that, Kim. At first, a dude just shows up and he's like, "You want a beer?"
Yeah, and you're like,
legitimately, that was the first scene. He was like, "Hey," he's holding a beer and he's like, "Hey, you want a beer, dude?" And he's just like, "Not right now. See you in a minute." And then later we were just like, in that moment we were like, "Who the fuck is that guy?" And then like, I think I fell asleep for 3 minutes and then I woke back up and then I was like, "What's up with this dude?" And then Kim was like, "Oh, I think that's his dad." And I was like, "Haha, funny joke." And then she was like, no, he's a ghost. That's his dad. I was like, what are you talking about? He's just a person that's walking
well,
around.
You know what's actually really funny in hindsight that I just realized? When all the kids get to the house and they're sitting down to eat the, you know, family meal together for the dad's dinner, the grandmother, because there's like an older lady there that lives with the dad. She's
talking
supposed
about
to
that
be the
bitch
grandma.
With dementia?
Well, that's the best part. She doesn't have dementia because we find out she can actually see the dad because she goes.
Oh, you're right.
They're sitting there and the dad's like, I want to thank everybody for coming out and celebrating my 50th. And then the grandma puts her head down and she's crying. She's like, when's your dad coming? And he's like, Mom, you know, he's been gone now for 40 years.
20 years.
20 years. And we realize in hindsight that.
Because later, for some reason, the only two people that can see this dude are birthday dad and then the grandma.
Yeah, so...
And the whole time they run around, they're like, oh, look at Grandma, that senile idiot. Because she's just like, no, I see Dad, he's right over there.
Because she sees dead people.
So yeah. Then this is... Yeah, in that moment you realize, oh, the guy who's asking for the beer is just his dad, who is supposed to be the ghost of the man from the beginning that kills the entire family in the Amityville house.
Yeah.
So he's Ronald DeFeo.
But we also technically haven't even got to this, so let's kind of... backtrack a little right, bit again, and then we'll kind of bounce around. So, when everyone's still on their way to the house, one of the cars, it seems like they, like, break down or something, because they're just stopped on the side of the road, they're talking, and the boyfriend's like, oh, you idiot, like, you know, you fucked up, we would have been at this house, why'd you get this wrong? And then all of a sudden, it seems like the girl, like, flashbacks to, like, you know, her, like, fumbling her phone around in her car or something, because we're following a car that's like moving around and like she throws like her phone or something in the back. So it seems like for some reason, like she messed up, she crashed. I don't know. It's hard to follow exactly what's happening. And then it cuts back to her again, you know, just arguing with the boyfriend. And then you see that car that was driving by that looked like it was in a flashback. Just, well, what is it? It drives by.
Right.
It drives by. And then the girl looks up. She's like, oh, that's my sister. Let's follow her to the house. So I'm like, okay, this just confirm so many things. First off, your car's not broken down.
I think they were just lost,
yeah,
so they pulled over.
I know they were just lost. It was confirmed when she said, oh, we'll just follow my sister over there. They weren't broken down. That wasn't a flashback. And also, why is your sister just randomly driving by? Where are you all coming from?
But also, why did your sister just blow by you? If I drove by my sister, who I thought was pulled over on the side
of
the road,
one of them,
I would stop.
One of them recognizes.
I wouldn't just like, droop.
That's what I'm saying. One of them recognizes that that's her sister driving by. The other one doesn't give a shit. Almost blasts into her and just keeps moving.
So then we realize, okay, all these separate cars are siblings. They're all heading to the same place.
Yes.
A lot of kids, too. How many? Six total?
Nine.
Well, that's including the spouses, right?
I just made a guess. Okay. I have no idea.
Anywho, a lot of kids.
So they all get back to the house for the birthday dinner. The vibe is that the dad hates the daughter's boyfriend immediately. Who was that?
Dan,
yeah. Who was the girlfriend? Who is Dan's girlfriend?
Brianna.
Brianna?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll never remember that. Okay, but... like, I don't know a Brianna.
Brittany is
like, I'll never remember
one.
Brianna.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. You don't know any Breeze.
Anyway, yeah, so Dan, he walks up to the door, and the dad's just like, hey, what are you doing on my fucking property? And Dan's like, doesn't say that, like, you know, he's there, like, with his girlfriend, which is, you know, the father, birthday father's daughter and whatever.
Right.
And then the daughters walk up. They're like, oh, daddy, hey, how's it going? Love you, blah, blah, blah. They're also, all the daughters call them daddy, even though they're, like, 40 years old.
Yeah, that kind of freaked me out, I'm going
to
be honest.
And they walk inside, and then he closes the door on Dan, and Dan's like, and then he tries to open the door to walk in, and the dad comes over. He's like, what the fuck are you doing on my property?
I love when dads try to do the whole macho thing, like, why are you in my house? It's like, you know you're going to let me in, bro. My dad does that, too.
So we already spoke about the whole 20 years, you know, dead grandpa thing at dinner. The other thing that happens at dinner is one of the... Is she the sister? Is she like a dad, the dad's
we never,
boyfriend?
I don't think we ever had confirmation who Cheyenne is.
Well, she's trying to grab Dan's dick.
She's pulling a Wedding Crashers, Isla Fisher, and she is rubbing. She's trying to rub on some Daniel dick.
And she starts talking to him at some point, too. She's just like, yeah, you know, this dickhead that knocked me up and like my daughter and this, that, whatever. He's like, well, fuck him. It's not like you, Dan. You? You're the best, Dan. So
yeah, and we don't really know her name's Cheyenne. We don't really have a good gauge on who she is. I think she might. I think Wait, she might she be the Cheyenne? Dad's girlfriend.
Or was her daughter Cheyenne?
No, she was Cheyenne. Her was daughter, I don't know if they ever said her daughter's name.
I think they said her daughter Cheyenne. I don't think
she is Cheyenne.
Oh, really?
She is Cheyenne.
Are 100%. You sure?
I thought I heard birthday dad call her Cheyenne.
Her name okay. is Cheyenne.
Whenever she brought him that drink.
Okay. I don't know what their relationship is either, though.
But I can't tell what the relationship is.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
I don't know why she's there.
Cheyenne.
I don't think she's one of the kids.
No. I thought she was a sister at first. That's why I was like, why is she rubbing her sister's boyfriend's thigh? And then immediately got, yeah. I think she's the girlfriend.
Mm. Okay. Well,
I think it's like a blended family situation because they don't like her daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at this point, I bet you're wondering how this still has to do with Amityville. Basically, like many of the other previous entries, it all is tied together by an item.
It is. It's been a while, though, right? Since we had an item?
I don't
that
think.
That links
well,
something? Yeah, because The Conjuring
Didn't Haunting
too...
have an item?
Haunting was a while ago.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's been a while, because Vanishing Point didn't have an item, per se.
But I'm thinking, like, year-wise, because wasn't Haunting, like, 2012 or 11
yeah,
or
I mean,
something
year-wise,
like that.
It wasn't. But I'm talking, like, that we've watched recently. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Inanimate objects, the last one wasn't, because Unspoken didn't have an object.
Well, Playhouse was about a theater.
That's what I'm saying. It had to have been, Amityville if theater, you even want to count Playhouse, that's probably the last one where we had an object, right?
What else was after that? Let me really think about those.
Yeah, a Playhouse, Vanishing Point, Unspoken, Conjuring 2,
what
none of those had
what
items.
Was the thing with Unspoken?
Unspoken
was
just
a
the
demon
house.
Kid?
Yeah, it was the demon kid who was like an alien with his mom.
What was up with the house, though?
The house was like used to be haunted, remember? And then they moved in to take over it with their minds.
Oh, yeah, it was just some other bullshit.
Yeah. I don't think we have had an object recently.
Haunting Asylum. Death House?
Death House didn't have an item. It was just, remember, her grandma was dead in the bottom of the house. And they went back and the girl turned to a spider.
Sickle? Sickle was just...
Sickle?
Well,
no, the guy was just...
He was
he
just
killed
the
everybody.
Grim Reaper
yeah, was a
or something.
Reaper. We haven't had an item for a minute. This has been wow. the first one. They kind of went... They're going back to their roots with this one.
I love how items end up being the roots.
The items are now the roots.
It's okay. That's the only thing that matters is items, man.
Yeah. Sure. Well, the item in this one, well, it's the dad's birthday, like we said. And one of the kids gives him one of those, like, monkey dolls with the symbols that they smash together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the item. Apparently, they got it at a thrift shop.
And that's what they're referring to as this, quote-unquote, toy box, which I don't think is an appropriate name for it, but... If you guys know the name of those little symbol monkey things, let us know. But I wouldn't refer to it as a toy box.
It's definitely not a toy box. I mean, toy box, I think of like
a ballerina
a jester,
thing.
Like,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like, yeah, that or like a jester popping out of a box. Like mm-hmm. either one of those I would have been fine with.
Yeah.
I don't think there's exactly a.
But
a
I did like the monkey thing.
Keep toys in.
Yeah, I looked up to purchase one. They're kind of pricey, but we're working on it.
Okay. I didn't know we were working on it. This is the first I've heard of that. So he tries to turn it on. Doesn't work. Flies start buzzing, and then he has visions of the Amityville murders, and Dad's decided that he's had a long day, so he goes to bed. But it doesn't last long because flies start excessively buzzing, which just keeps him up all night, and as he walks back to his room from the bathroom, he steps on the monkey toy. And then his daughter comes into the room to find her dad with a towel on his foot, and there's just so much blood, like filled with
his
blood.
His foot
from him.
Is red, his entire foot.
From him kicking this little monkey toy.
That's what happened when I dropped that chair on my foot the other day.
Okay. Yep. Well, this wasn't a chair. Straight he just kind of like tapped this monkey toy.
Isn't the monkey toy in Zombies?
Yeah, for sure. It's the monkey bombs.
Yeah.
And I also, I was playing Zombies like 2 nights ago and I got monkey bombs. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot about monkey bombs.
Yeah.
I thought they took up an item slot. They don't.
Oh, nice.
It's a grenade.
Oh shit! Okay, yeah.
Here we go. Here we go with the nerd video
Throwing
game.
Me back. Throwing me back. Okay,
it's monkey good bombs. Stuff, man. And then his daughter walks in the room because she walks in. And she's just like, "Oh my god, Dad, what's going on? Do we need to get you some help?" And he's like, "I stepped on the damn monkey."
That's 100% how he responds. He's like, "I'm fine." His foot is completely soaked in
I
blood.
I picked up some wasp spray.
But I mean, that's the dad response.
100%.
I would have
right.
done the exact
no,
same fucking thing.
He was being
thing.
So
I been
dad about
so
it.
So mad.
He was
like,
dude.
"I'm fucking fine. I'm fucking. I got it. Okay."
Foot's dangling off ankle.
Dude, he was doing all of it. He was
showing
walking
bone.
Around. He was stomping around the house. He was just pissed off. He didn't talk to anyone. I was like, that was dad response. Pure dad response.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, my dad would probably do that too. Pretty sure I've seen him do it.
So at this point, they get real Ryan Reynolds with it, because we cut straight to the father outside chopping wood with his shirt off.
In his pajamas. But he does, let me clarify that he doesn't look like Ryan Reynolds, but he is embodying the Ryan Reynolds.
Are you sure? No resemblance
I
at all.
I wish this man looked like Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. He was a dad bod with his shirt off, his PJs, chopping wood for no reason. I didn't see any feature in this house where they needed wood. Like, at least in the Ryan Reynolds one, you know they have that fucking...
wood-burning stove
and the fucking thing in the basement. There's no... This is, like, an updated house. Like,
no, this is a house from, like, the 80s. Like, it's not,
yeah,
like
it, there's no need for him to be chopping
no chimney,
wood.
Like, this isn't a cul-de-sac somewhere.
100... It might be in Indiana.
Right.
Like, it looked like
well,
it was filmed out
probably
here.
Probably Nebraska.
Probably... Oh, yeah. But yeah, he's chopping wood, and that was such a minor detail, but I was like, why the fuck is he chopping wood?
Chopping wood? That's
for
so,
what?
Because it's Amityville. Because
it's Amityville.
The only reason.
That is the only reason. I wish that was like a more constant trope. Like,
I do
anytime
too.
Anytime a father gets possessed in Amityville, they just have to chop wood.
To chop wood.
We need to make the trope list. Anyone that's listening, send an email or a DM on Instagram or something. Start just sending in Amityville tropes that you remember us mentioning on the show, and I'm just going to start writing them down because...
Yeah. Because this one I do appreciate in the sense it's trying to go back, like, we know that this is somewhat rooted in Amityville, and I will say, I'm just to go back to the Ryan Reynolds one again, I know you guys aren't a big fan of that one, but that scene where he is chopping the wood was good. Like, he looked like a psychopath. He's making the little kid hold it.
Well, yeah,
shit.
Because his eyes are fucking bloodshot red.
Yeah, they're bloodshot
red. I'm pretty sure
red.
Someone, like, spit in his face right before
every scene. No, he just got pink eyes. Somebody farted his pillow in his fucking trailer. Someone's like, I fucking hate that Ryan Reynolds was casting this role. If it was the showrunner, he went into his trailer. but that scene was so much better. This guy was trying to do that. Wasn't really working. It was just like...
He thought he was right.
Yeah, he was trying to pull it off.
He thought he was.
I think he hit it, dude. His tattoos were freaking sick.
He did have tats. A lot of them had tats.
He did have tats.
A lot of them had tats.
Kim's impressed.
I'm impressed. I was as mute since Anka Jam. Anka Jam.
Okay, so now this is when... the random dude pops up and gives him a beer. Like, after he's done chopping wood.
You're right.
This is when Ghost Dad pops up and he's like, you want a beer, son? But he doesn't even say son. He's like, hey, dude, you
but
want
this
a
is,
beer?
This is what's confusing. If you weren't, like, paying attention at all in the beginning, you wouldn't know this is his dad because they look the same age.
And I feel like they're, like, barely out of the segment of the movie where they're introducing people. So you're almost like, oh, okay, you're introducing another character. That's different grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, one grandpa's dead. You got another grandpa.
That's what I thought at first. I was like, oh, this has to be the guy from the beginning.
Yeah, but no.
Him and his dad are the same age.
I have a question, though. Would you ever invite your butt-naked-ass dad to the zoo? Like, if you walked in, let me set up the scene. Like,
why are you asking me why, like, I haven't done that?
You're at your dad's house for vacation, your parents, I guess. And then, well, I guess your mom's dead in this situation. But you walk into your widowed dad's room. And he's butt-ass naked. He's just standing, facing away from you.
Yeah, you see his
butt
cheeks.
You just see cheeks. Cheeks for fucking days. But he's standing there with his his hands on his hips. Just like, you know, like he's on, like he's naked on the balcony. Just like looking out into the world like a dad. He's just like, yeah, this is my property. You know, doing one of those.
Yeah, I
would you invite him to the zoo?
No, I'd probably just shut the door and act like I didn't see that.
Would you stand there and continue to be like, Dad, we're going to the zoo.
Nope.
You want to go to the zoo?
No, but I also love how hell-bent these kids were on going to the zoo like they were 10 years old.
You see them go to the fucking
zoo.
Why were
they
40s.
So excited about this fucking zoo?
Saying, they
one
were
of those
so,
bitches go to the zoo.
They were so pissed off, too. They were like, Dad's not coming to the fucking zoo with us. I was like, you guys live in Nebraska. It's probably a cow. What animals? No, for... let's be real. What animals?
I like how it's not even... It's probably cows.
Like
it's
what
probably a cow.
What but for real, what exotic animals are at the Nebraska Zoo? I'm challenging this. If any listeners are listening to this episode and you live in Nebraska and you know about the Nebraska Zoo, let us know because I'm from a rural area and our most exotic animal was a cheetah they had airlifted in 1999. Don't think it's still alive. Everything else is like cows and I think they have a peacock.
Bears? They got bears?
They do have a black bear.
Yeah.
But not a grizzly bear. They have a black bear. It's lame. They have a peacock.
Bougie bitch.
They have a peacock. They have an eagle. I don't think Nebraska Zoo is throwing much heat I think it has a cow. And that's it.
I think you're right.
You guys, their mascot for their college is the fucking Huskers. It's a piece of corn. Dude, nothing about their state is intimidating. I'm sorry.
I stayed in Nebraska.
I'm not shitting on Nebraska. I'm just saying you guys aren't.
No, I am.
Scary.
I stayed in Nebraska with like a week's notice and said there were like two people showing up there. And then we showed up there and there was like one pillow and one thin blanket. And I was like, hey, dude, there's multiple people sleeping here. What gives? And he was like, oh, okay. I'll bring you that tomorrow. I was like, I'm staying here for the night. What are you fucking talking about?
They got Omaha steaks.
Yeah.
I don't want to shit on Nebraska.
You
want to
know
people.
Something? That was in Omaha, so fuck Omaha.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I don't want to shit on the people in Nebraska. I'm sure there's some lovely people. But their zoo, I'm just gonna.
There aren't lovely people there. They wouldn't even bring me a pillow.
Well, you don't deserve a pillow.
That's true.
You heard me. But I'm gonna go on a limb and just say that I can't imagine the Nebraska Zoo is really packing a punch.
But would you bring your butt naked dad to the zoo?
If it was the Nebraska Zoo, yeah, because he'd be the most exotic thing there.
James?
No, I'm not having a conversation with my butt naked dad.
It's like the bare naked ladies, but the butt naked daddies.
Well,
not inviting him to the zoo.
Yeah. Well, Ghost Dad is here, and he's just roasting his son because two of the kids are fucking in the house, and Ghost Dad is like, hey, you little bitch. You gonna let your kids fuck in your house?
He legit, Caleb's not exaggerating.
Your
he's
house?
Legit what he
oh, dude, it's
fucking
gonna,
pussy.
Yeah, he's
that's
like,
gonna get,
pussy.
Like, more and more brutal. Like, he's just gonna ramp up and up and up. Like, he had me wanting to watch baddies.
He's just spewing toxic masculinity onto his son like he's Blueface yelling at Krishaw.
So, is this how you raise your kids? To fuck in the house. And then he looks at his wife because, you know, he's Ghost Dad and he just came back today. Mm-hmm. Wait, but that's another thing. He just came back, so she must have been doing other senile things because he just came back today because he looks at her and he goes, God damn, woman, I fucking miss this cooking.
I missed that line.
You missed? That I was missed when Grandma line. Slapped him in the face.
Oh.
Because she looks over him and she's like, don't say that
you're
in this
right.
house.
You're right. Okay, you're right. She does slap him. She's slapping oh a lot. God. Grandma slaps like three people in this
yeah,
movie.
And this is also the first
slap fest.
This is the first time she's seeing her dead husband in 20 years. She's like, don't say goddamn in my house. Slapping him.
That would 100% be on my mom, though. If my dad came back as a ghost and like said some shit that she didn't like, my mom would slap the fuck out of him. My mom might shoot him. Pull out a pistol from her titty. Bop, bop.
Her titty.
She would. Just being honest.
So, because he got roasted, birthday daddy goes upstairs to stop his daughter from having sex, which is an order from his dead father,
yes.
So he has to do it. And for some reason, the boyfriend is on bottom. He's completely passed out. Like, he's like,
well,
he looks
she
like
still
he's
has
dead.
Her underwear on. It's not a thing where, like, they're pushed to the side. She's full, like, she's clothed pretty much.
I don't know. I can't see the bottom. Maybe they are pushed to the side. You were looking that close?
I'm a female. I know when your panties are pushed to the side. Those were not pushed to the side.
Hey, man, they're figuring it out. She has a slit in the bottom.
Crotchless.
She has a crotchless panties, dude.
Maybe.
Hey.
Anyway.
Don't edible.
Stop me, daddy.
You're we're right. You're right. They could be edible or crotchless panties.
Not tasty.
But
cheap.
Edible. But edible.
Yes. But edible is the point.
So she's riding her man.
Just riding him, and dad opens the door. He witnesses it, and then he closes the door. Which I was like, do you have to close the door to confront them for this? Which, I mean, I don't know. I guess
I would probably close the door.
Yeah, I guess
if
maybe.
I were a parent walking in, I don't think I'd stay to watch.
No, but he closed the door with him in the room, is what I mean. That's why I'm like, I don't know, because he's going in there to talk to them to get them to stop having sex. So he opens the door, walks in, goes to talk to them, and then he closes
the door
behind him. So I'm like, I don't know. I guess on one side.
Yeah, that is
definitely weird.
Right.
I guess
it's
maybe
weird.
His thinking is he doesn't want other people in the house to see them fucking or something. But I'm like, you probably shouldn't be there to see them fucking. So really, like, I almost want to give him the benefit of the slight doubt, but I don't, and I'm not gonna, and that's sick. And you shouldn't walk into the room of your kids fucking and close
he
the door.
He is supposed to be quote-unquote possessed right now, though.
That's also very
trance.
Amityville, though.
It is very Amityville, and we're gonna. It's only going to get more of that.
I mean, that's another reason why I want to go back and rewatch these, too. I want to do counts for all the things, like which ones have flies, which ones
that
have
would be
incest,
interesting,
like, you know, get all of that. Get the raw numbers for all of it.
Yeah, get the raw
data. Yeah.
Put in an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I said we, and then I stopped because I knew Kim
was
going to
I know, I go, okay.
I knew Kim was going to hit me.
Do you hear me go, okay? No, I just went, okay.
Her eyebrow flinched a little bit. She was like,
I will not be doing that.
Who's doing it?
I tallied up the Patreon votes the other day, and that was enough. I was sweating by the end of it.
I know, she did good. I think the only reason you did it is because you want to know what was going to, like, be up for the running.
I was curious.
Yeah.
I was just bored. I was just bored. It's honestly just bored.
Oh, wow. So we're boring?
You're boring, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
I'd say that. I'd agree. Anyway, in the door, in the room, sex.
He's watching them have sex briefly.
She turns around and she goes, "Stop me, daddy." And then it cuts.
Yep.
So it's like implied that it's like a delusion, yes. You know?
Yes, great word. But yes.
It's weird. After this, we're back at the family dinner table where the cinematographer decided to do like a That 70s Show pan around the table.
Yeah.
A couple times. They all seem to know that Dan and their sister are constantly upstairs having sex. They're like, well, Dan is girlfriend, or I guess our sister. Like, our sister and... Because I don't remember her fucking name. Our sister and Dan, they're upstairs fucking. And then this is when birthday dad pops up and he's like, hey, Dan, want to come to the shed with me? Want to go to the shed?
Yeah.
He kills him there, but like we don't really see it, and it's not really like,
yeah.
I guess it's kind of applied because we don't see him for 30 minutes after that.
Yeah.
But really, beside that, you think that it's gonna go back and you're gonna see something or hear something or anything, but really it's just like they're in the shed and then it cuts away.
Yeah.
And then later we see him dead. Yep. So he is dead.
Yeah. Just like when we see what's her face dead.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheyenne just vibrated, and then we had to assume that she died. Didn't really tell us what happened.
Yeah, that
she just like shook a little bit and then she was gone.
That one confused me even more than Dan just not like just being gone.
She died,
know?
When they all went to the zoo. She went up to him when he was chopping the wood and said something, and then he was like, brah, as soon as he hit her with the axe.
We don't even see them going to the zoo, so like that's why I'm so confused.
Again, the zoo to them is they walk down the street to a local field where there's a cow and they come right back.
The zoo to them are like,
well, you know that they couldn't actually pay to film at a zoo.
Yeah, they couldn't.
We couldn't see any of that footage.
I mean, a zoo ticket costs like
$4. Zoos are expensive. Oh, no, zoo tickets are expensive.
Zoos are expensive. Man.
I did a whole qualitative research project at the Brookfield Zoo.
You guys need to realize this is a Nebraska zoo.
Even our zoo, I think, is like $17.
I would say zoos are expensive. They charge you for parking. They charge you for if you have baby strollers, day passes if you want to get food at all the places.
Yeah. That's why zoos suck.
Well, and animals are like locked up and like.
Well, yeah, I know. That's like on top of that. Like, there's all that other bullshit. Zoos suck.
Really? Because you're living in one.
I mean, on the side,
you're living
of
in a
the
zoo.
Zoologists, there are some that are helping to.
They
keep,
are. They are
keep
preserved
them from being endangered and shit. Yeah. Like some of it is good, but on the whole, like, do I want an animal to be in a cage or do I want it to be in the wild? I'd probably rather it be in the wild.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let it do its thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let it do its thing, man. You know what I mean, man? Let it just do its thing, dude.
I hate what's happening.
Man.
Do you know what's going on?
This is his California character.
It's the environment, dude. You know, you just gotta, like, keep it together with the plants, dude.
They're all one with the earth.
They're living, dude. You can talk to them. When you talk to them, and they eat, dude.
They eat, yes. They eat.
Yeah.
They do eat.
Yeah, your dick.
Okay. That's a big meal. That is a mighty kid's meal.
Anyway, let's move on.
Oh, okay. I know. Sorry, I asked somebody dead ass if they still sold Mighty Kids meals, and someone goes, are you fucking kidding
me? Like, what the fuck is
I'm
that?
I'm like,
oh, shit. We didn't even mention that one of the sisters is pregnant.
Yeah, Brittany.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pregnant, and one of the grandma, or well, not one of the grandmas, I guess there's only one. The grandma's screaming at her, and she's like, you disgraced our fucking family, dude. Yeah, bitch slaps the hell out of her.
Second slap.
And also, how is this, like, 90-year-old grandma slapping so hard? Because I'm hearing some echo.
It's crazy.
I'm hearing some echo with these.
She has the fist of fury.
She definitely does.
She has slapped a lot of shit in her lifetime.
I wouldn't mess with
her. She's been training.
I wouldn't mess with her, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, she slaps her pregnant granddaughter.
Slaps the hell out of her. She's like, you're disgracing this. What do you mean?
Because she got knocked up out of wedlock.
Yeah.
That's why they were so angry. Because
the
guy wasn't there. They broke up.
Yeah.
So.
But then the daughter was also like, so-and-so did that too, and grandma didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But another kid tries to walk in and intervene and gets the fuck slapped out of her as well. Grandma's like, what? Bop.
That was Julia, I think. There's a lot of names, but yeah.
So we're getting to the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Telling me what your heart is. The heat of the moment.
Your body next to mine. Oh. Sorry, wrong song.
You're weird.
Wrong gig.
So the dead dad starts to roast birthday dad again. And he's like, each of them need a good swift kick in the ass, referring to his kids. And he's
very
like,
Red Foreman of them.
And then he starts going in. This was so Red Foreman. Foreman.
Yeah.
You could swift kick in the ass.
I would have loved this movie so much more if Red Foreman dude. Was the ghost dad.
That would have been great. Oh. That would have been. That dude
just
had
let's just
some...
recut the movie with Red Foreman.
Kitty's just slapping the fuck out of everybody. You guys. Wait, hold on, pause. You know who I have to put her on blast? You know who hates that 70s show and I give her so much shit? Please give her shit when she walks in tonight.
Which one is it?
Mary fucking
come
Beck.
On.
I know. I remind her of it every
also,
day.
Also, Kim hates Tyler, the Creator.
I don't hate him. I just hate? Don't I don't fuck with him.
You were talking mad shit before.
I believe it, but I don't hate him. I just
okay,
don't fuck
you made
with
it
him.
Seem like you hated him.
I just don't fuck with him.
But Mary Beth, like, cool, brutally man. Hates that 70s show?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But she likes Sister Wives.
Well, now I'm not going to give her a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You should throw it at her and call her a stupid bitch.
No. You come here, you don't like that 70s show. You don't get beer. What?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's what the whole show is just about, the journey of getting beer.
It
if
is.
If she sneaks the beer, she can get it. And then she'll really understand the true plight.
The true plight. I like this plan.
Yeah, I like that. From now, we're going to put a sign on it that says, Mary Beth cannot have Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And if for those of you who are listening who's like, who's Mary Beth? Just go to the Horror Soup followers. There's a Not Your Friend Mary Beth. She hates that 70s show. You have my permission to put her on blast and DM her about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
She this deserves it. Fuck.
I mean, we're pushing into territory where she might pop
be pulling,
into this episode.
Pulling up.
Like, but,
oh, yeah. We have about 5 minutes till she rolls up.
She might be pulled up any minute now. So let's try to swiftly
kick this
episode in the ass.
There we go. Let's go.
So you got Julia, the know-it-all spinster bitch. Jenny, the drunk.
Yeah.
You let Brianna fuck that dimwit under your own roof. That one killed me.
That one was really funny.
You let her fuck that dimwit.
Just completely shading Dan.
And he goes, Brittany? Knocked up?
He's just roasting everybody.
And then this one I can't mention exactly, but he goes, and not to mention that homophobic slur, Anthony. And we were like, oh,
I forgot. See, I was laughing, then I forgot that he said that. And I was like, what's up with the recent misogyny and homophobia and racism in Amityville?
This one wasn't as bad as I feel like the
last one was. It wasn't as bad as the last
one? Because I don't know. I feel like that were this they said it in like a Thanksgiving kind of way, you know. It was like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It might not have been like as like, because I know, like, you know, some people be like, that's not lighthearted, but I'd say Thanksgiving was pretty fucking hilarious.
It was.
I feel like it was kind of like similar in that fashion, or like a South Park fashion, you know what I mean? Like,
it
they're
was.
Not trying to like be hateful, like they know what they're doing.
It was.
I think with this,
I
like,
was just
they're
pretty
doing this.
Shook by that.
They're doing the dad trope, you know, like the dickhead dad trope,
yeah.
And I think it fits, but yeah, we were like, oh shit, that's crazy. But he's just roasting them. So time for another Stop Me Daddy. Daddy.
There it is.
That was good.
So this time, Anthony is he's his boyfriend is butt naked, like bent over the bed, and
with
he's
a
like,
blindfold on,
with
his hands
with
set
on.
Up the scene, blindfold on, hands tied behind his back. It's a green light, and he's banging him with the paddle. Oh, it was a whip.
It was
a
little,
it was a
the one with like the little like you know the little
yeah,
like, the,
yeah.
Cat of nine tails, right?
Yeah.
He has a little cat of nine tails, and he's like hitting him on the ass with it, and then the dad walks in, and he's like, "Well, this is crazy. I'm not gonna like what happens next." And then the fucking boyfriend turns around and he goes, "Stop me, daddy." And after this flashback, the dad pushes the boyfriend down the stairs and he snaps his neck and dies.
Yep.
And then I think the other dad was like, "Yeah, go kill all of them."
This
now.
Is what I was just saying. This is when
he's
he
like,
just kills all his kids
them.
Within
yeah.
5 minutes.
He's like, doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking kill him, dude.
He kills the rest of his 20 children within 5 minutes.
And this is when we were trying to figure out, like, while we were watching, we're like, are they in the Amityville house or what the fuck is going on with this?
It's like
they keep flashing to the exterior of the Amityville house. Because
they show the outside of it.
Yeah, that's what they're in. Exactly.
Because we know the house that they're in is this weird 80s suburb house.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
Maybe it's implied that every time they flash, they are in the Amityville house. And maybe that's a friend's house that they're showing.
Teleporting or something. Like,
we're definitely writing the story now.
The house is being possessed by the house.
Oh, Monster House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens next is that the pregnant daughter gives birth to, like, I don't fucking know.
Something from the Men in Black comes out of her pussy.
Yes. That is the only thing that makes sense.
The cockroach thing at the beginning, like, comes out of her pussy.
Yeah.
And that never comes back. Yeah. Why was she pregnant? Why do we see her give birth to that? What the fuck was that?
Maybe it was just it was another one of those. I don't think he actually saw any of those things, right? Yeah.
No, you're right, because later we see her. She's just walking around and shit. There's no baby or anything. That's another. Right. But every other time, I feel like the lighting was all green and stupid. I don't think it was that time. I think it just looked normal, like she just did that.
Yeah, she did.
So that was really confusing.
It did seem like they put a jump scare in with a baby. And
yes. Now that you bring that up, though, you're completely right. Like, that was just another one of his delusions. But because they didn't, like, set it up like the other ones, it didn't click with me in the moment. Like,
it's not consistent.
It didn't take long for me to realize what happened when you put it out there.
Yeah.
But in that moment, when you're watching this movie, it's kind of, it's a little odd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a weird demon comes out of her vajayjay.
No, it was the demon at the end of, I think, Amityville 3D.
Oh, the little lizard. Out of the lizard. The lizard and the puddle in the basement. Like, yeah. You love that one. Yeah. Fuck 3D, dude.
That was in 3D, right?
It was in 3D.
Oh, that's fire.
Also one of my least favorites.
No curse.
That was bad, too.
You got to go back to 3D, dude. 3D is one of the ones that I feel like you might have a little bit more respect for after everything we've been through. I won't make you do this until we're like, unless we hit the day where like we're done and we're like, okay, I think we're good for a bit. Like, we have like, you know, like 6 month lull.
What do you mean? We're hitting that day today. I'm done.
Kim, we
continue with the movie
contract anyway. Incest starts.
Incest does start.
Kim wanted me to start. Kim wanted me to continue so bad. She was like, come on, come on. I'm ready. Come on, give me that incest. Give me that incest, buddy.
Incest does begin. I forget which daughter this is.
Everybody,
maybe
check
Jenny?
Off your bingo cards.
Yeah, incest of Amityville
is
tropes.
In the movie.
Maybe this is Jenny.
Dude, they hit like all of them.
They
honestly
did. So this is his third Stop
there
Me
no
Daddy
gun
moment.
Oh, well.
What?
No pistols, I guess. I'm thinking like modern guns, because I'm thinking like all the other
I was like, there was a gun.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I spoke too soon. There are guns.
Yeah, there was no pistol.
But there's no pistols, and I feel like that became like one of those tropes.
Well, that's like a modern day Amityville trope. I feel like this one went back to the old Amityville tropes.
But then it was 40 years later, so it was like, it took
I know
place
well,
only
I know
a year
it's taking
or two before
place
this came out.
It's taking place in modern day, but I think it went back to the old Amityville tropes.
Gotcha.
It's not doing any of the new shit.
You're right. Okay.
But yeah, his third Stop Me Daddy moment happens. I think it's his daughter Jenny.
It's Jenny, yeah.
And he's just sitting on the chair, right?
Yeah. And she walks over,
and
sits on his lap, starts giving him like a
lap dance,
and starts making out with him.
Starts full on making out with him. And then she's just like, "Stop me, daddy."
And then it cuts away, and then the dead dad walks in, and he's like, "That's not what I meant
by
saving your family."
We all died. We all died in that moment. He's like, "Well, that's not what I meant."
And then he hands him a fucking Red Rider fucking BB gun. And he's like, "You know what to do. Now that you fucked your daughter, you know what to do." Like, what are we talking about? What is this plot?
Yeah, it's bonkers, man.
But the plot still makes so much more sense in Vanishing Point. So much more.
It does.
It's crazy because this is such a concise story. Like, I feel like I'm reading this off and I'm
tracks.
Like,
it's more so just the settings don't track, but the story makes sense.
Just think about us talking about this right now and talking about Vanishing Point last night.
I don't even want to.
Can you imagine listening to these two episodes back to back?
Well, no, like, because the intros to both are 25 minutes long.
That's true. But this one, this is a story. Like, I'm like watching this and I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
this one has a plot.
And
I can say, even though I had, you know, some things to say about Vanishing Point that were positive, I can't tell you what the plot is.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what the plot is, actually.
Here we go.
It's so bullshit. And I'll do
here
this
we
too.
Go.
Just because James finished the movie, fun fact, before me or Kim did.
Yeah.
We were all watching it the same day. Me and Kim were watching it together. James was at his house, and I sent him the file at the same time.
Yeah, I pretty much started it at the same time.
Same time. He watched it, and then we kind of just assumed, because we could not get through it, and we turned it off. We were just kind of like, there's no way, James. like was able to watch this. Like he definitely turned this off because I was like, I don't. We didn't even know, and you didn't even know if you were gonna be in the episode at the time. Yeah, it was just like, kind of like you were like, watching.
I'll watch it just in case I can make it.
You were like, maybe I'll be there, maybe I won't. But like, if I am there, I've already watched it. We thought there was no way you would have finished it because it was so bad. And then you came over and you were like, I was like, so when did you turn off Vanishing Point? And you were like, oh, I watched it.
Finished the whole thing.
And me and Kim were like, no, you didn't. And you were, and James was like, what do you mean? You guys didn't watch it?
We were pretty shook that you had finished it.
James was like, what do you mean? You didn't watch it? Like, we're not recording that? And me and Kim were like, fuck no, we're not. What are you talking about? Like, we're not doing this for a couple months.
I was pretty shocked that you had finished it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I was really proud of you.
I was proud. Like, I was blown away.
I was genuinely, like, I've never been more impressed by anyone James in my entire life than I was in that moment.
I was like the mental stamina that James has is insane.
Watch it by myself.
That's James. Pat yourself on the back. Come on.
No, that's even crazier. Yeah. That's even crazier. That'd help. Because I watched it with a person.
You're like Iron Man. Fuck. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So next up, this is really funny. He walks up behind the daughter who just had the kid and
just caps her.
He just, because the dead dad walks up behind him. He's like, shoot her. Do it. Shoot her. Do it. Shoot her. Do it. And then he just goes,
and you just see her dead on the floor. You're like, oh, fuck.
He continues. He goes around blasting everyone. And dead dad's going, don't be a pussy, son. Don't be a pussy. Don't be a pussy. Kill them.
He's red formatting him.
And then he ends up in front of like his three daughters who are talking in the car about how their dad would never hurt them. They're like, dad would never hurt me.
Well, no, it's the two girls and then Cheyenne's stepdaughter, the one they don't really like in the back.
Or Cheyenne's daughter.
Cheyenne's daughter, sorry. In the back smoking. And then, as they're talking about how their dad would never hurt them, here he comes.
And then he blasts Cheyenne first. She's sitting in the back and just like,
right.
Fucking
toast.
Bloated. Bloated.
Toast. She's bloated as fuck.
Bloated. I mixed so many different words that were in my head together right now. But she gets blown goddamned up. And then one of the other daughters just sitting there. She's like, huh? And then she gets blasted in the face. The other daughter just starts running away. She's like, running away like fucking what's-her-face.
You missed the Texas Chainsaw. Best part. Before she runs away, there's a wrench by her foot.
You're right. I was about to get to that, but I mixed it up a little bit. You're right. It's right before she runs away. The wrench is like on the passenger floor of the car. Just a random wrench there, like all crackheads have.
And when we say wrench, it's not even just like a regular wrench or like a little adjustable wrench. It is a big ass pipe wrench. Like a fucking monkey wrench.
And it's not even like a new pipe wrench. Like this thing is 40 years old.
Has some rust on it.
It's from like the original Amityville house. That's why it like heat missiled right toward him, you know?
But yeah, she just lifts up this wrench and chucks it over the roof of the car at the dad, and it just thunk and hits him and he's like,
bops him in the head. Kind of exactly like 11-11-11 when that dude threw the rock at the fucking wasp nest, and we just went bong, and the dude was like, who did that? Knocks the dad out, and she's like, home clear, just starts running like a track star. Starts dipping, and as the dude's trying to get back up to finish Julia, two random pedestrians just show up, and they're like,
this private road that their house is on.
And they're like, hey, birthday dad, put the gun down. And he's like, what?
He shoots the first guy. The second guy tries to muscle him down and rip the gun.
Like, what is it about movies, especially in this era, because this also kind of made me think of fucking Wolf Creek.
Oh, God.
Where they're like, hey, we're bored. Let's just throw random people on the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like nobody, and this one is even less realistic. It's a private road. Like nobody, no two random guys are just like, hey, what's happening up there? You have to try to go to this house.
Yeah, you got to work hard for that. And it's a problem. I don't know. Movie makers are idiots. Is that the explanation? Because that's the explanation I'm going to give. Because it seems like every time that happens, the movie maker is fucking stupid. So
that's fair.
I'm just gonna start looking out for that more in movies. Like when you
what idiots,
the random civilians,
completely random civilians, just, like, hey, just there to make the body count just a little bit bigger. They have no lines. They die immediately. Like
Because when I think of good movies, there's a reason for like pedestrians going by, like Texas Chainsaw.
Right.
It's like a big open road, like in the Texas Nowheres, and there's some dude in a truck driving by.
That would make sense.
And Ready or Not,
yeah.
Samara Weaving is literally trying to break through the fencing to the front of the house to get to the main road. Like, yeah, things like that where it's like, oh, it makes sense. And then this, it's like, well, no, you would not be there. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say good movie making versus fucking regards. And that's the distinction.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so after these events, we flash to the Amityville house on the screen. Oh, well, I guess also Julia gets blasted.
Yeah.
Because it cuts to black.
It cuts
to
black.
But it doesn't even just cut to black. It's cutting between her and the Amityville house.
You're right.
Her and the Amityville house. Her and the Amityville house. Then black. Then a gunshot.
It makes no sense. This part really confused me with the cuts to the different houses. I
didn't even realize she died, and James was like, no, she died right in there. And I was like, what are you talking about? They just flashed the Amityville
house,
think
she
and
died
James
either.
Was like, no, they flashed back to her again. I was like, there's no fucking way. Because when they flashed the Amityville house, I assume, okay, next scene.
Now we're going to the Amityville house.
Moving
That's
on.
That's why we flashed to it.
But no, when it upon rewinding back, James was 100% right. I don't know what the fuck that was, but they did it. This is when things get so confusing.
Yeah, it's rough.
The movie should have ended here. The movie did end.
It should have ended
And
here.
Also, this movie is like 66 minutes long.
It's not long, but the movie should have ended here.
Immediately. And for some reason, there's 19 minutes left.
19 minutes of a different movie.
It's a
completely
different movie.
This whole movie,
characters.
Oh, shit. It is a different
It's a hidden
movie.
Track.
It is a hidden track.
Yeah.
It's literally by the end
Dude,
of it.
Dude, oh wait, is it the fucking prequel to the sequel?
I just think that
Shout out Goofy Boy Wallace.
Absolutely, I think it's the prequel to the sequel. It, like, legitimately. Because I think that by that time
the movie ended.
Maybe he was like, oh shit, we're gonna do the sequel.
Yeah.
So let's throw something in there to tease it. Cause this entire whatever it is, 16 minutes, 19 minutes,
it
whatever.
It has nothing to do with the last, I don't know, 50 or so minutes we watched?
Absolutely nothing.
No, not at all.
It's just trying to set up Clown House.
100%. You're
right. Which the best part is, we didn't realize, it took us like 10 minutes of this 19-minute sequence to realize, oh, this is setting up Clown House. Because we
no,
were like,
actually,
what
let me correct
the fuck
that.
Is going on?
We realized that after the movie ended.
Yeah, you're
right.
Pretty much. After you said the
sequel is called
Caleb,
Clown House. And
I was like,
oh, there's a clown painting.
I was trying to make it sound somewhat intelligent, okay?
And I'm trying to steer that back. I don't want to sound intelligent.
This is the
Because that's
truth.
When people get pissed
we
off when
like,
I sound stupid.
Why is there a clown?
But yeah, man, so let's talk about this sequence. It is part of the movie for some reason.
Apparently it does take place 1 week later, so maybe the next movie takes place 1 week later, because it says 1 week later. Two nerds walk into the house, and we thought they were like cops or something. We're like, are these like detectives? And they go, well, this is it. Scene of the crime.
Well, this is the most confusing sequence, because before they walk into the house, it shows you the outside of the house, and it's neither the house that they were just in with the family that just got murdered, and it's neither the Amityville house.
I would agree with both of those things.
But when they go into the house, you think, oh, okay, they're referring to the Amityville original house, but then they show a flashback of the dad at the house. He just killed his kids.
I would also agree.
So it's so confusing because you're watching these two fake detective paranormal people talk about the scene of the crime, and you're like, which scene?
I don't have an answer for you, but I agree with everything you just said.
Yep.
It's so confusing. Sorry, yeah. I had to make note of that.
You got
it. That's fine.
You nailed it.
You're right. You're very right. And
we rewound this scene multiple times because I was like, that is not the Amityville
house. Yeah, we rewound it probably 7 times trying to figure it out, and it's like, you know what? At this point, we're not going to see
not gonna
anything
know.
That we didn't see a second ago.
We're not going to know.
So this guy's talking about, like, he's like, yeah, I got this buddy in Homicide who lets me into crime scenes. He's like, yeah, he let me to the Amityville house before. And his buddy's like, you were in the Amityville house before? He's like, yeah, of course, but I couldn't stay too long because my dickhead buddy was, quote unquote, telling me that I was contaminating the crime scene.
He legit says that. I'm like,
fucking
who is your cop buddy, Officer Doofy? For real, like, what buddy in Homicide's like, yeah, you're coming to this crime scene, check it out.
I mean, an Amityville officer.
Amityville
sure.
cop. You're right.
Amityville haunting.
You're right. Oh, you're right.
Come on. So they walk through the house and they're like, it's radioactive with evil, which I don't know what the fuck that means.
Nope.
But they hear a bunch of thunks and noises, and they're like, holy shit, ghosts. It's really just like, what's that fucking... I mean, every ghost show, but what's the movie? Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters.
And their names are the Raglans, the world-renowned paranormal.
Yeah, don't care.
The only people. Family of paranormal yes. investigators in the whole world.
In the whole world.
And should we talk about what this basement looks like? Because they're also just like, oh, my dad's breaking into the basement downstairs, which I also don't get what that means when you're already in the house. Why do you have to break into a basement if you're already in the house?
Well, they hear a sound from below, and they're like, oh, it must be dad in the basement. And then it just splashes.
But they say breaking into the basement, so they I'm like, what does that mean?
I don't know why they would need to break in.
If you're in a house, doesn't that usually mean you have access to the basement?
You would think.
You would think, yeah.
Like, I know maybe there's a lock, but I don't know. I didn't even see the dad going. I'm confused.
Yeah, he's just there. When we flash to it, he's just there.
And he actually looks like a dad. He's old.
The only old person in the entire movie. Legitimately.
He's elderly.
They've said grandpa. They've said 50-year-old dad. This is the only dude who looks 50. Yeah. At least. Like, he's older
he's
than
like
50, but 70s, I mean,
yeah.
I know he's
yeah,
definitely
he's
way older, 70s. But I'm saying he's the only dude who looks at least 50.
100%.
Because the other dad, even though he's birthday
besides
dad.
Besides the grandma, yeah.
Even birthday dad looks like he's 45.
He looks 45. Totally. Like, he doesn't look exactly 50.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
close.
Totally.
He's pushing, but.
Totally. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. So it's this old man. He's in this giant, like, the basement ceiling. Is like
25 feet.
Yeah,
tall.
I was gonna say
it's four of me. Like,
it, yeah, easily.
It looks like he's in an underground coal mine
with these giant industrial size boilers. I was like, why does the Amityville house need these huge ass boilers?
I thought Freddy Krueger was gonna pop out at
yeah,
any given
moment. You know
moment.
What? Actually, yes. That's. I was getting ready to say. You know what it reminded me of in Titanic, underneath the fucking boat
yeah,
where they have to keep,
yeah.
keep the boat moving.
You're right.
That
God,
is
that
what
is
it looks
fucking
like.
Cool under
pole.
A bow.
And they're like,
that is
yeah.
what it looks like.
Wait,
it is
yeah.
that intense.
That is exactly what that is.
And
why
you're
is
watching
that under
Titanic
a house?
And you're like, oh, fuck. That's how they had to keep a boat running back then.
Right,
they had
right, right.
the fucking commoners down there throwing the coal. That's legit what he just walked into.
Oh,
yeah.
my God. That
yeah,
is exactly what
And it's just the basement
of
a house.
How if that's in my house, that's kind of cool.
I mean, that's rad as fuck.
Wait.
I mean, if I would just walk into a house and that was like the basement, I'd be like, well, I'm interested. Like, what is happening here?
Hear me out.
How many things were slaughtered?
Yeah. Amityville Titanic.
Amityville Titanic.
That
boat?
Would be incredible.
On a boat?
That's
Wait,
splitting
bro.
In half. That's splitting in half.
You shouldn't have said that right now. You should have waited till after because
yeah, someone's going to
steal
someone's
that.
Gonna steal.
That's no. Honestly, that's fine if someone else directs it because I need to see it. I don't care who puts it out.
Amityville
it
Titanic,
me.
Dude. No way.
It's Jack and Rose on
the
fucking...
Yes, I said that's the haunted Amityville piece! Kim, you just brainwaved me right now? Because that's exactly what I was thinking. That's the
as
first thing why my mind went
like
to.
This, I was like, we're on
I
the
was
water.
Like, dude, the item? Come on. The item?
And it makes it back to, yeah, fuck. I mean, yeah, come on.
Dude, you do all the conspiracies? Yeah. Fucking Jack and Rose like, well, Jack could have fit on it, but only if it was a haunted Amityville door.
Absolutely incredible.
Oh my God, that would be the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Please do that. So, how is
Please.
There not a boat, Amityville?
There's yeah. It's probably in the works. Let's
they did
be real.
Space, but not a boat? Come on. Polonia. Mark Polonia.
Polonia.
Give me one on a boat.
A boat is next.
You did island, but you couldn't give me a boat.
Yeah.
Also, there's these assholes on Twitter who do a Polonia podcast. They invited me on, they didn't follow up. They're not assholes.
I didn't
They're
know that
really
was a
nice
thing.
People. I just really wanted to be on that Polonia podcast. And legitimately, I think I could just message them and be like, hey, let's do that. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, let's get
oh,
that
yeah,
done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No, they do a whole Polonia podcast. I think it's called, like, oh, dude, it's called Podlonia. It's actually amazing. Like, that's the most clever name in the world. And they just do Mark Polonia movies, or I guess Mark and John Polonia movies,
yeah.
The brothers. Anyway, radioactive with the evil basement. Noises keep happening. They decide that one of them has to investigate. So they play rock, paper, scissors. And we play this multiple times. They just tie three times in a row. But one of them's like, well, I lost.
Yep.
Walks away to go investigate. Whatever. Fuck you. This man finds a crayon drawing of the clown in the boiler
and
room.
And he opens up one of the boilers.
Opened up the boiler and finds yeah. it inside of the boiler.
And it's like a Magic Marvin board that would only my 90s kids will know what the fuck that is if you don't Google it. And yes, it's a Magic Marvin drawing of a clown.
Yes.
And he's just staring at it.
And
we
then,
were like,
what
the
fuck does this have to do with the monkey? with the man who killed his family.
Right. The monkey has very little appearance.
At this point, the monkey is history.
It's long gone.
Yeah,
we haven't even
thought about the monkey.
I think the last time we saw it was when the dad tripped on it, right?
100%.
That was right. It fucked up his foot. It fucked up his foot, and it infected him with haunted.
100%.
And then the monkey did its part, and it was gone.
100%.
Oh, man. I really wanted to say something, but I can't.
Nah, say it.
I can't.
I'm giving you the pass.
No, you're going to get pissed.
Really?
Yeah.
If it pisses me off, what is it?
What
is it? What is it?
Remember when you said dish?
It's a Zelda. It's a slight Zelda spoiler.
Okay, never mind. I thought you were saying something offensive. I was like, you don't piss me off.
No, it happens very quickly. It would have been a great joke, but we can't. I can't spoil it.
That'll piss me off.
All right.
I can't spoil anything.
You know me.
All right.
You know me.
We'll hold it.
All right, so this dude that's like one of the paranormal investigators, he's pouring brandy into a cup upstairs, and then his other partner is like, hey, what are you doing, you drunk bitch?
His sister verbatim says.
Oh, that was his sister?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She goes, don't you fucking drink that liquor in the cabinet, asshole.
and he's pretending like he's on a treadmill. He's like, oh, I'm drinking and walking. He's walking in place. He's like, oh, I'm walking here.
He's doing like the cable guy.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bump, 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 bump. Fake walking down the stairs. So on the other side of things, this girl, the sister, she's standing in the corner of the room, and there's a dude just with like a white sheet over his head.
Literally.
And then he takes it off.
Yeah, hang on. I wanted to talk about that scene. She's still in the same room,
right?
Same
room, yep.
Yeah, she's talking shit on this dude for not doing anything. She's just standing there.
They were both in this room together, because I remember, because it was a very blue room.
Rock, paper, scissors, yep.
They did rock, paper, scissors. He walked out because he lost or whatever.
She's still up there.
She's just sitting there.
Yep.
They already said, there's nothing in this room.
Yeah, they literally said that, yes.
Like, oh, there's nothing up here. That's why they played rock, paper, scissors, to see who had to go downstairs.
You're not wrong.
Okay, I was like, did she find another room?
No.
Like, it doesn't look like she moved.
No, she didn't move. Not to my knowledge, unless she knows how to teleport. She moved through the walls.
So she's just still in the same room.
Still in the same room.
And she pulls the sheet off of Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain. Who the fuck was this? It was literally Kurt Cobain. Except for he wasn't singing any good Nirvana song. It was just this weird guy. Yeah, he's like...
So there's a Kurt Cobain impersonator under his sheet. Mm-hmm. And
his hair's like in front of his eyes. And,
he
like,
just starts rambling.
What is he even saying? I stopped taking notes of his quotes because it was making no sense. He was just like...
nonsense, dude.
Yeah, it was nonsense.
I am the father of lies, and I've been here for ages.
Not only was it fucking nonsense, it went on for 4 minutes.
It did. It made no sense.
She's like, who are you? I don't have a name. I invaded this pizza boy.
I forgot that Kurt Cobain did it.
No, he was a paper boy or something
paper
like that.
Paper boy. It was a paper boy.
And I will say,
he was the paper
boy. His voice actually wasn't that bad. Like, he kind of had a cool voice, and I was like, okay,
it was pretty creepy.
It's
sure.
Not that his, like, looking at his face and like his stupid fucking hair and the way he was like depicting all of it, like, I hated that. But like, the voice was kind of cool. I was like, okay, like, this guy could do some voice acting or something, you know? But fucking stupid.
Made
it was
no
really
sense.
Dumb. And then he goes, Daddy like it when I do that. And then he's like, I'm going to turn you inside out. Which means he's going to like make her spit some jello out of her mouth.
Yeah. I couldn't watch the scene. It was so gross.
I guess that was her spitting out her intestines.
Red jello.
But apparently she died. We don't see her again. That's it. And then we see the old guy in the boiler room. It looks like a hand is coming out of the boiler. And then it just cuts to black. You hear...
Credits.
And the movie's over.
Credits. And we all looked at each other. We were like, hold on.
This is so disorienting.
The last 19 minutes of this movie are just a totally different movie.
Yeah, I...
the Raglan's,
it doesn't come back around.
Well, and then we finally realize at this point, oh, the clown drawing was a nod to the sequel.
And then we had that conversation where we were like, you would never know unless you knew the
sequel
was
Clown House. Now my thought is, because we didn't see where the guy, the brother, the son, whatever, right?
Yeah.
We didn't see him die, right?
Who?
The paranormal investigator, yeah, the one who lost rock, paper, scissors, yeah, but he didn't lose, and he just
walked
away.
He was just getting blasted in the corner.
Right. We never saw him die, so I wonder if he's going to be in Clown House.
Maybe. Dude, he's going to be the main character.
To the contamination of the crime scene.
Well, here it is. The crime scene.
And this, and we're not, like, we can't do it justice because you have to physically see this guy. He looks like he works at the Geek Squad desk at Best Buy.
That's good. Yes.
That's good. He does.
He's like, has khaki pants pulled up over his belly button and, like, terrible comb over. He's like, well, this is it. The crime scene. And you're like, okay, Doug.
Apparently
from Geek
I was contaminating the crime scene.
Tell me that guy's not going to fix your laptop.
He 100% is going to try.
He's gonna try, and then there's gonna be too many viruses.
Yeah, you're right. It's gonna be good to actually upgrade your MacBook to our newest edition. It's gonna be another $2,000.
Welp, guys, that was Amityville Toy Box from 2016. I think there were 21 kills in this, but I will be honest, I had to go back and kind of like recount some and then also just assess the situation on some of them.
Yeah.
And also, I really didn't care halfway through. So, like, and I mean, like, the first half. I was like, when all the DeFeo killings happened, I was like, I don't fucking care about those. But then I was like, I guess I should probably count those.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go back. I'm pretty sure it's 21. It could be like, I don't know, you know, upwards of one or two of that. But pretty sure it's 21. No boobs in this. I guess coming off of Vanishing Point, I would recommend watching this in comparison to Butt Cheeks. Overall, I mean, it's not like, well... Actually, this is one of the more funny Amityvilles. I might recommend one.
Honestly, I didn't mind it.
In the world of Amityville, if you're just as a movie, I mean, obviously, I'm not really going to recommend this. But if you're watching the Amityvilles, this one's pretty funny.
Yeah, like I didn't mind it. Like, it's not a movie that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna watch this again. But if you had it on, like a bunch of friends, it would be funny to watch.
It wasn't like hate inducing.
Totally.
No. It has enough funny parts and it's only like an hour ish.
Yeah,
long,
that's the thing.
So
I think that's why I didn't mind it.
It's weird. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It goes by pretty quick.
Well, the last 19 minutes doesn't make sense.
The last 19 minutes drags, and that part is anger inducing. The rest of it though, I can get over. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But I do have a Letterboxd review from like a long time ago that was basically like, I think Kim is underestimating how bad it's going to get, because I was like, this one's fucking bad. And this is when I was like watching the 90s ones.
Yeah.
And then I watched this and I was like, oh no. Like,
this is Angela?
I was like, this is what we have next. Yeah. I mean, I think Angela, she gave this a half star.
Okay.
Would you recommend this, Kim? I guess you said in the world of Amityville.
Yeah,
right?
In the world of Amityville.
Is that like, are we all agreeance on that?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I don't recommend this as a movie. No. If you are following this Amityville journey, and every once in a while you're like, oh, I'll actually watch one of these ones that they talk about.
Yeah.
This is one that you should give a shot.
Yeah, check it out.
That sounds cool.
Easy to watch.
What are we all rating it?
I think half star's fitting. That's what I'm definitely going to rate it as.
I give it a star because it's definitely better than Vanishing Point.
I give it a star. I feel like even though I gave Vanishing Point in my mind a zero, I feel like this one, I'm like, yeah. Like,
I am kind of excited for Clown House, though, now knowing if it's going to possibly have dude from Geek Squad in it.
Just having, like, a sequel in any of these, because so far we haven't really had, like, a sequel, I guess, like this, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just kind of excited just to see, like, what that is.
What that even looks like.
You know? Yeah. How do you continue off one of these one-off bullshit, like...
Right.
Cash grab movies, cash grab, quote unquote, because I mean, they're not making money off of these, but I think they always think they will.
Cloud grab? Is that more like?
Yeah.
So, fuck, marry, kill. We have the dead dad, a kangaroo, and me.
Such a narcissist. I'm going to go first. I'm going to fuck the. No, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to fuck a kangaroo because I already mentioned that I did that.
Oh, that's
and
true.
I you am did. Going to marry the dead dad.
Oh. Okay.
Because he's funny.
No, I will kill the dead dad. I will fuck you, and I'll marry the kangaroo. Because I'm scared
marry
of
a kangaroo.
I don't want to have to fight it or anything.
I wouldn't want to be married to one of those things.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, they're little bitches. They won't do anything.
Okay, ghost dad.
So, Pete on Letterboxd gave this movie a half star, and he said, I wish daddy had stopped them from making this movie.
I appreciate that, Pete.
So with that, we're at the end of the episode. If you made it this far, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being here for this Amityville journey. James, thanks for joining us on this Amityville
Absolutely.
Journey.
Thanks for having me.
It's fun to have someone around for this that is also
Yeah, you know, we need some other torture in here.
Other
people to suffer.
Yeah.
If you guys enjoy the show, the best way to help is by telling a friend about the show, tell by word of mouth, share a post on social media, print out some flyers, tape them to the walls around your city, post this to your great grandmother's Facebook wall, play our entire episode catalog while you sleep so that you wake up thinking about us. Put a jump scare there with the community. Anything helps. Put a jump scare there. If you would like to go a step further, put a jump scare there with a review. Review the podcast wherever you listen or watch. And if you write out a review, we'll read it right here on the show. There isn't a new one, so I'm not going to read one right now, but put a jump scare there. We do a live show second to last Wednesday of every month, and I'm not going to be descriptive about it right now because I don't know when this episode's fucking coming out. You can gain access by joining the digital live show tier on patreon.com/horrorsoup. And if you just want to see what the live show is this month, just go look at it. I should probably start putting them in the descriptions at some point. Some point it'll happen. Kim, what do you want to plug? Kim_ShadyYYY on Instagram. KimShady23 on Letterboxd.
Ricky DaBeats.
His
new podcast. What's its name?
Fuck. It's having a wide array of conversations. Yep.
Ricky's a listener of the show and he's hilarious.
That's it. Shout out Ricky. That dude's awesome. James, you got anything you want to plug right now?
Goofy Boy Wallace,
guys, go listen to Goofy Boy Wallace. It's James music. It's Tough Guy's music. Tough Guy's here right now. Rest in peace. He'll be back. He'd be rolling in his grave right now.
He's not actually dead.
You can find the Horror Soup Instagram at Horror Soup. You can find the Twitter at Horror Soup Sucks. You could probably hear Pepper in the background. He's pissed that we're not done yet. TikTok is at Ban Me Again. Then that's me. James is at Night Shift Video. Tough Guy's at Tough Guy Horror Soup. Oh my God, Pepper's pissed. My letterbox is at Horror Soup Caleb. James is at Night Shift Video. Tough Guy's at Vibes_Cleveland. For those that haven't been formally introduced, I host another horror movie podcast with Ash and Elena, Scream. We do horror movies. We recently interviewed Doug Bradley, the Brad Dougley himself, Pinhead, the man. And thank you to Ross Lee. Thank you to the Mutant Members Only Club. They do music. They do music that is made on the show or made for the show or made and then we use it on the show, something like that. And love those guys. And Kim, go ahead.
I once was...
Put a jump scare there. 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 Put a jump scare there.
Are we done?